Mia!
Hey, hey, break it up.
Leave them alone, Sheriff. Let them have each other for a moment. You owe him that at the very least.
Yo, Leo, love, it's okay. It's all right. You're going to be all right.
Sit down, Mr. Daisy.
I'm Emil?
It's all right, love. You can sit. I'm going to get you out of this. I promise.
Mr. Thornbrew, you have no right to speak in this court.
Funny enough, neither do you, Miss Elspeth.
This is my town.
Is it really your town?
Sit down, Mr. Thornbrew.
No, Miss Elspeth, you sit down. I'm speaking. There. Am I clear to proceed, or are you planning to interrupt me again?
You may proceed.
Sheriff Grunt, a review of the evidence you've used to accuse Leo, please.
All right, here. The bloodied shirt found in his apartment, the knife found in his backpack, and the circumstantial evidence, the timing, and Caroline Chauncey.
Let's begin with the shirt. This shirt belongs to Booker Chauncey. As you can see here, he's marked the tag with a Sharpie or some sort of marker. The initials say BC. I took it from his apartment.
You were in?
Let him speak.
If I may, Sheriff, the bloody shirt.
Fine. Here.
Sheriff, who does this shirt belong to?
It belongs to Leo Daisy, the defendant.
That's what you say. That doesn't mean it's true. Miss Elspeth, examine what the tag of this shirt says.
It reads B, C. Abby, how did you not...
I wasn't looking,
You should have been. And the knife?
There's no possible way you could disprove
that. I have a matching knife. So does Jamie, so did Booker, so does January. It's for if we ever get caught under debris and we have to cut ourselves out. It's for first aid, slicing bandages, or cutting away tree branches or vines.
And why didn't Mr. Daisy think this was relevant information either?
Deputy White, sit down.
He's destroying your case, Abby.
Starla, sit down.
Yes, Sheriff.
Leo probably wasn't thinking at the time. You had him cornered and exhausted and thirsty. He wasn't thinking straight.
Are you suggesting my station was trying to, what, force a confession out of him?
Detective Truesdale and I can attest that's exactly what you were trying to do.
The broken arm was an accident.
It still happened, didn't it?
Mr. Thornbrew, if you have nothing more to present to the court.
Wait, there's one more thing. What this tape here has on it is a recording of Booker and Lena Elspeth's last council meeting, in which she very clearly threatens him. To continue on this point of contention, Miss Elspeth and Caroline Chauncey had a history of arguments and hatred. Nurses, according to record, had to escort Lena Elspeth away from Caroline Chauncey on multiple occasions. Sometimes the altercations would get physical on Elspeth's side.
What do you think you're doing?
We can continue on this point, Lena, or... you can release an innocent. Your choice.
Do not.
Why? What are you going to do about it? Stab me? Hang me from an archway?
Do not continue with this.
Release Leo now.
The evidence.
I proved your evidence wrong. Now let him go.
Don't make Summer and I call this into our superiors. Listen to Emil.
I'll deliver the verdict.
I think you will.
I pronounce the defendant, Leo Daisy, not guilty.
Finally. Come on, kiddo. Let's get you out of here.
Thank you for trying, Detective Truesdale.
We've talked about this, Leo. You can call me Winter. Come on, hop down.
Leo!
Thank you.
Come on, love. Let's get you home.
She was going to hang him.
Jamie, do you think Lena Elspeth killed Booker?
I don't want to talk about Booker anymore.
Jamie, hey, come on.
I need to go find January. Let's see if she's all right.
Jay Short as Jamie Locke.
Caleb Burgess as Leo Daisy.
The Ocean Lavelles as Emil Thornbrew.
Abby Ogden as Abby Grunt.
Avery Smith as Starla White.
Bonnie Calderwood Aspinwall as Summer Blackman.
Morgan Champagne as Winter Truesdale.
Melissa Warner as Lena Elspeth.
Ritualistic Podcast would like to acknowledge that we create our stories on stolen land. The land we occupy belongs to the Eastern Shoshone and Goshoot peoples. Today's episode was written by Morgan Champagne, was composed by Sophia Weaver.